Okay, it's at the bottom. What's new?
Hey everybody, it's Thursday, which means it's another episode of Naturally Unbothered. I am Shari.
Yo, what's up? I am Ebony.
And I am Corey.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello.
Hello, Mike.
Yeah, looking so vibrant. You're looking very, you giving school teacher today.
Who, Ebony?
Yes.
Oh. I had to teach some food something today too.
Oh my goodness. Okay. What, sexual or at work?
At work.
Oh, okay.
Teaching.
Understandable. What's everyone drinking?
I'm actually not drinking tonight.
We all water. On water.
Yeah, I guess yeah. So. Yeah.
I'm on water, y'all.
Yeah.
I've been fasting.
Gotta refuel.
What are you fasting for?
Y'all know that me and the artiste just be doing random shit. So we do it a couple times a year. And so since it was the beginning of the year, we're like, let's do our fast.
Corey, you know, Rastafarians just be doing whatever the fuck they want to do.
So we decided to fast. And this has been the hardest fast ever. Like, ever. Because we're doing only water. Straight water fast. No sex, no nothing. Just all water.
For how long?
All water? Like, all your meals are water?
All day long. We've been drinking about maybe like almost 2 gallons of water, a little less than 2 gallons of water.
For how long?
Y'all really trying to be closer to Jesus, huh?
3 days.
Oh my God.
Y'all did it what, Saturday, Sunday? Wait, what's today?
I did it for 4 days because I forgot to eat on Saturday. I had ate breakfast, but I never ate ever again. So I got 4 days. He got three.
I wish I had the strength. To do that, I have to have something. I have to cut. So I'm a fast and no sugar, no soda,
no carbs,
no carbs,
no I soda, no totally carbs, no that. Sugar. That make you lose inches.
That needs low to be carbs. My life. That needs
no,
to be
not
my
low.
Life,
no,
low. I can go low. I can't do no.
I can't do no.
But I'm just saying, fasting and hot flashes don't go together. I've been weak all day. I can't stand up for too long.
Oh, are you so having a flash now?
Yes.
You know, so you'll pass out at the drop of a hat. Like
I'm ready for it to be over with.
Well.
Anyway, y'all. So we normally start the show off with some shame-worthy shit, so we don't want to disappoint y'all. We're going to start it off with some more shame-worthy shit. So the person I was going to shame, he had like 34 charges of soliciting to a minor, but it was one of those setup things, and I just don't like them. I mean, yeah, you a predator, but you ain't do nothing.
Like Chris going to people's houses,
like to catch a predator. This was like something of a child. I don't know the name of it. Anyway, I got off of it and was like, nah, he ain't worthy. So I was kept scrolling through to find somebody else, and I did. He's 54 years old. His name is Christopher Morley. How would y'all pronounce that? More LLI. More lie?
Probably Morley.
Morley?
I think
okay. Whatever. He is alleged to have messaged a woman on Facebook in the fall of 2001 when she was 14 years old. And I know y'all like, dang, that was a long time ago. But y'all know there's not a set of limitations on child molestation and all that great and that stuff. So,
if my rapist went dead, I'd fucking drag his ass in the mud. Ooh. For real. I would Me Too his ass. I would put his ass on blast, but he's dead. So I would spit on his fucking grave. But anyway, go ahead.
Listen. All right. So the criminal complaint against him is that, you know, he was giving this girl alcohol. They went swimming at his house. Like, he literally was completely grooming her, befriending her, and getting her all ready so they could have sex. So he was arrested actually in 2023 because he attempted to arrange a meeting with another 14-year-old girl. And I guess the FBI, it was a setup. So the FBI, it was a undercover. So when his face and everything went out on the TV, the other girl was like, hey, he did that to me. So now this motherfucker going to jail forever, just about. He haven't went to trial yet, but they definitely, he's definitely been arrested, and he's got several charges, like unlawful contact with a minor, criminal use of communication facilities with a minor, soliciting, and to comment statutory rape with a minor, corruption of a minor. Like, he got like all these charges. And then when that girl came up, the previous girl, so he's got the sexual assault on her, and now the attempted rape on this fake 14-year-old. So I still got another one of those, but he actually did the shit. And you know, and the people are like, why didn't she come forward? She's 14.
Yeah, I don't like when people say that.
I really don't like when they put it off on the kids.
It's right. Probably a million reasons why she did.
Exactly. That's
not the question we should
be asking. Grown women don't even speak up, so let this shit go on until forever.
It really brings up, I was watching Brooke Shields' special, Pretty Baby. Mm-hmm. Did you guys watch that?
I did.
I haven't.
It was really, really interesting, you know, to watch. And I remember, you know, a lot of the stuff, but looking back at it, like, now it was like,
these, like, people are creepy as hell the way they sexualized her. Yeah,
it was like, this was going on, like, this was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, first, like, her mom was like okay with this. Mm-hmm. And secondly, like, producers and studios, mm-hmm, you know, were like okay with this. She was very much sexualized,
oh, yeah,
as a child. And even when after she became like big or whatever, the photographer wanted to come out with those nude photos of her when she was like 10.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, 10? And so, you know, she was talking about this photographer wanted to do these pictures that was like playing like two sides, like an adult side and a, like a kid side. And like, they had her like in a tub, you know, and just was like naked. And I'm like, y'all are kidding me.
Who approved it? Right.
Like, yeah, like this was like in an exhibit or something like that or something. They didn't think that the photos weren't supposed to be used anymore after that. But after she
became famous, child pornography.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tried to black. I think they tried to blackmail, and then when she didn't comply, he was like, "I'm."
No, he didn't try to blackmail him. He was just like, "I'm finna use them and resell them and put them out."
Oh yeah, they mine. I'm gonna go put them out.
Yeah, and they, her and her mom tried to stop, sue the guy, was trying to sue them to stop, you know, him from putting this out. They went to court and they lost. The judge basically, you know, awarded him and said that he could put it out.
Yeah.
And it was just crazy. I'm like, I can't believe that they would do that. And they showed, like, the picture. Of course, they had her. She didn't have no titties or nothing, but, you know, they still had it blanked out.
It don't
out.
Even
but
matter.
It was just like, I was uncomfortable even looking at it. Like, even with the blackout, it was like, this is weird. But, yeah, just the way they dressed her up and even, of course, the movie Pretty Baby was very controversial. It was a true story, but, you know, she was 11, you know, playing a girl in a brothel.
Right.
And she, her mom was one of the madams or whatever, and she started, of course, working in the brothel or whatever. And
she had a love scene with an older
love scene. Yeah.
Who was the guy? Because he was a famous dude. Who was the guy she had the love
affair with? I forgot the actor's name, but Susan Sarandon was her mom in the movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyways, it just blew my mind. But even today, her take on it, like, she said she didn't feel like uncomfortable, like doing the stuff. Nobody like made her feel uncomfortable. She just, you know, she felt like she was a model and she was like doing things, you know, and then she would be like, sometimes later on, maybe she would think, was that okay? You know, what happened or whatever. It was like really confusing. And
her mom
should
have protected her. But I know back in the day, people's parents were so hungry for money that they just allowed the shit.
I think her mom felt some type of guilt too, because she became a full-blown alcoholic.
Yeah, she became a alcoholic.
I think I watched it.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. It was good to, you know, see. And so she has two teenage daughters. And so they were like having a conversation about it. And so they was like, well, mom, would you let me be in a movie at 11 that? And she was like, no. But she, you know, she still stands by, you know, the movie, you know. But she's like, I wouldn't let you do it, you know. Right.
But, so she didn't feel sexualized?
She said she didn't feel sexualized. Even like when she did the Calvin Klein ads, she was like 15. And like, it was very suggestive.
Oh, very.
And she was like,
that time,
she was like, I didn't think anything about it. You know, they would just be like, you know, do this and bend this way and, you know, I'm doing it. And, but she said she didn't feel like uncomfortable. She didn't feel sexualized or whatever. But, oh, baby.
It's just the naivete of it all. Just her.
Yeah.
She was very, very naive. Mm-hmm. I think her mom really kept her sheltered. And even like, she was like, when she would be doing love scenes and they was like, you have to, you know, act like you're in ecstasy. And she was like, I don't know what that is or what that's supposed to look like or feel like, you know.
Weirdos.
Yeah, but yeah.
Holly, weird.
You have to watch it. It's good.
So to finish this off, this piece of shit man was a Pennsylvania journalist who has done many reports on everything, including sexual assault.
It's always the one to be in the thick of it.
So, do y'all want to guess his race?
You said Christopher Morley. You said by his name. Black.
I wouldn't say he was black. I would think that he was like
Pennsylvania. He black.
I would think that he was like either Hispanic or maybe
like they don't have very many Hispanic reporters.
Italian or something. Oh, he's very white.
He's very. Yeah.
Check. He don't even look like he would be a pedophile. He look like a reporter.
Do they ever look like they'll be pedophiles? They be
looking creepy. Some of them do. He look like he's so creepy. Come on now.
He looked like a nice school teacher.
Yeah.
Mr. Emerson.
Not Mr. Emerson. Oh, okay. So, but yeah, shame on you, you piece of shit ass man. I want to stay on the subject of these celebrities and children since Corey brought it up. I want to stay on that topic. Did you guys have the opportunity to listen to the audio that I sent you from Woody Allen's ex-wife?
Oh, I watched that. Did you watch that one too?
Oh my God.
What are y'all thoughts? So wait, before I say anything. So for the listeners who've not seen it or not heard the audio or anything like that, Woody Allen's ex-wife basically confronted him about the molestation of
Mia Farrow.
Yeah. And just messing with the children and everything. Like she just was like, you don't see a problem with any of this, and he just kept trying to deny everything.
She'd been so what are y'all his ass years ago. She'd been in confront of his ass years ago. He married a child they adopted. Mm-hmm. When is that ever okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking weirdo.
That whole situation is messed up. I think that the system failed all of them, and he has money and power and, you know, all of this. And, you know, it just kind of went on. Like, there really wasn't even any slowdown or anything, you know, for him. He went on and was honored and, you know, all kinds of things.
They still consider him one of the best movie makers in the world.
Very much so.
He's a fucking douchebag.
I don't think that, and I don't know, he may honestly feel like there was nothing wrong because it wasn't biologically my daughter.
I guess. But there are accusations that he messed with his own daughter.
Yes.
Yeah, that was the video. That's the recording I sent y'all. That was him messing with his daughter. Not the stepdaughter.
The youngest. I mean, not the adopted youngest, daughter. It was the youngest one.
It's sad
because it's like I don't think he's ever going to pay for that.
Oh no.
You know, as far as, you know, criminally, and what
they just prosecute whoever they want to.
Yeah. And what's also sad is that she's been villainized for this, Mia.
She was freaking 12 years old when it finally came out, and you know, because it had to be when her mama took her to the doctor, the doctors reported it to the police. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's,
I think that it's, we live in a crazy world where I can call the police right now and say somebody killed somebody. They don't need no proof. They're going to take this person in. They're at least going to arrest them. But if I say somebody raped me, I got to prove that I was raped. They ain't going to do nothing. It's going to be his word against mine. And what was I wearing? And I shouldn't have said this. And how they're going to go through, make me the bad person. Mm-hmm. Well, you shouldn't have said you was going to do this. And you shouldn't have said you was going to do that. That is so crazy to me.
They're going to use all your past discretions. Well, you was a hoe back in the day.
Everything.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to use everything against you.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. I wish for like 24 to 48 hours, that women can be in control of everything. And men could do the reverse. So they could just live the life, like they could have babies. They could be, I don't want them to be raped.
24 hours. That is nothing. That ain't enough time.
I said to 48. See, that's all it's gonna take for them.
You need
to
like
see.
30 days.
So even 30. If I was president of these United States,
because a man could ignore his wife for 3 days.
You can't ignore no goddamn kids if ain't no woman around.
You can ignore a woman can be ignored. A man can ignore a woman, just you like know, women can ignore men. Like you can ignore somebody for 3 days, 30 days.
You can't ignore having a baby out your ass. That's what I'm talking about. Living the whole life as a woman.
Let me piggyback a little bit about something that you said, Ebony. I definitely don't agree with a woman's past coming into question and, you know, making her feel like, oh, this is your fault and things like that. But I do feel like as a man, like, yeah, this does need to be proven, because I don't want anybody just to come up and be like, oh, he raped me. And then it's like, oh, I'm taking you to jail, you know, just because she said so. You know, that's not fair. But at the same time, no, like, don't be going in this lady. But who gives a fuck if she fucked 20 guys a day? If no was the situation with him, then that was no, regardless of what she do.
No only means no selectively, because if I say, if you come to my bank and I say, no, you can't have this, and you take it anyway, you going to jail. If I say no to my body and you take it anyway, it's all these what I should have, could have, should have done. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Like, I totally agree with you. Like, if you rape somebody, you should get prosecuted, you should go to jail. And also on the other end, if somebody falsely accuses you of rape,
they should go to jail as well.
Exactly. But that's the thing. They are quicker to charge the person who lied than they are the actual person who did the crime. The actual rapist or sexual assault person, like the assaulter, they're quicker to charge the person who lied about it than they are them.
That's true.
I think that sexual assault is the only crime that is innocent until proven guilty.
For sure.
100%. All the crime, I think that's the only one.
100%. Because somebody can literally call, I can walk into CVS right now, they call the police, I'm just minding my own business. That person say, I'm doing something, the police come, automatically, I'm getting kicked out the store for trespassing. Because this person doesn't like the way I look or the way I might have said something back to them. It's crazy. I'm guilty off the bat.
So did y'all hear about the one of Trump's co-defenders and I think he's a DA having an affair in Atlanta?
Oh no, I don't think I heard this.
I ain't hear that.
Let me find y'all the full story. So Fulton County DA Willis had an affair with a married special prosecutor who is on the Donald Trump stuff. Anyway, they were using the funds to go on vacation.
Mm. How else are they gonna go
and treat themselves?
You know I'm sorry, Trump. You running to he's got my vote.
You
I'm voting red.
I think I'm gonna vote for Cornel West. He's a fellow Oklahoman. I'm so excited that he's running for president as an independent. I think I might vote for Cornel West.
I'm definitely shaking some shit up. I am not going to let Sleepy Joe get back in that White House.
I don't understand what he's done. I need to see his report card. Like, how come they haven't put his report card out? You know, they put Trump's report card out quick as fuck.
Like literally. Like, I don't want to have
to. But they you know, putting out Trump's report card backfired on the asses because he really did
exactly.
A lot.
And I don't, honestly, at this he point, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care if he's grabbing people by the pussies or he's getting swallowed up.
I think we had this conversation before. Because when you looked at when you held up Obama's report card to Donald Trump's report card as for what he's done for the brown communities.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this.
Right.
And Trump was like, but I don't like y'all niggas.
Exactly. And they be keeping my husband paid when it's red. So we going red.
That's how the military is too. The every military be like, we love Republican presidents because we get more money.
100%. We going red. I don't care. At me, lose me, light me. I don't give a shit.
I look today and I think it's like, I want to say like 12 people on the Republican side running. It's like 5 Democrats and like 3 independents.
And they're all running on that same agenda. Mm-hmm. Like, on the line one. We're going to give you, I was going to say repercussions, but y'all know what the fuck I mean.
Reparations.
Reparations.
Yeah. But really, we're going to have repercussions for them being in the goddamn office. But no, I'm not doing it this year. I've been a sucker ever since I've been able to vote. I'm out of, done with it.
Let me finish telling y'all about these two. So a former Trump campaign worker, his name is Michael Roman. He's the one who basically put the two on blast because Wade is the guy who she had the affair with. His name is Nathan Wade. He got like $600,000 as a special prosecutor on the Trump case. And Willis and Wade was going to like Napa Valley to down to Florida, hanging out in the Caribbean. Like, they was doing the most. I mean, and he's full out married. Like, full out. Mm-hmm. Got a wife, whole family and stuff. And I guess to take the spotlight off of Michael Roman, who's being charged along with Trump, to take the spotlight off of him, he threw Wade under the bus.
Mm.
Like, while y'all over here trying to prosecute me, y'all need to be talking about y'all special prosecutor who using funds.
Mm. God rest Kobe Bryant's soul, but it sounds like he did a Kobe Bryant when he was doing his shit and going through his case, how he snitched on Shaq back in the day. That's what it sounded like. He did a little bit of that.
You got a point. But anyway, yeah, so that's what's going on. It's supposed to be all over the little ATL news. Everybody is talking about it. And the New York, you know, the New York Post, when they put it in the New York Post, it's on and popping. So it's like a 127-page document of them filing on these two people.
Adulterers. I don't even care.
But this is the thing. This is the thing. The day after him and Willis started their affair, Nathan filed for divorce. So I don't even understand what the problem is. I mean, I know that they upset about the money.
So wait, it was the men having the men's having an affair or a man and a woman having an affair?
It's a man and a woman.
Okay. Yeah, I don't care.
Don't y'all want to see what they look like?
Let's see.
I think one is black, if I'm not mistaken. I could be. Could be not.
This is her. This is Fanny.
Her name is...
Why she got that old name? Is she young?
Okay, she kind of look like...
She's from Georgia. You're going to be named after your grandma or somebody. Great auntie. Fanny.
Yeah. And her middle name is May.
Gotta I'm be. Sure. Or Jean. And this is him.
Oh, he's cute.
Oh, that's who I thought it was. Okay, so I thought... So, okay, was the black folks having an affair? Okay, come on, black folks. I'm rooting for everybody
black. So again, take the spotlight off your white ass and put it on his black ass.
Mm. Right. I'm rooting for everybody black. I hope they make it.
They haven't said whether or not they're taking him off of... you know, the cases and things like that yet.
I don't believe he should be. I don't believe that because think they should take him off.
Yeah.
What's that got to do with my child?
I don't think they should take him off because and the reason I say that is because shit, them damn white politicians be having sex and affairs with every damn body.
It doesn't have anything to do with my work. Am I doing a good job at work? Yes. Who I'm fucking? Am I doing a good job? Probably. It don't matter. That's the problem. Stay out of people's business. He's doing a good job in his job, and he just happens to be having an affair. I say, leave that man's job alone. Mr. What's his name?
Wade. Nathan Wade.
Okay, Nathan Wade. I hope you don't get fired, because I need you to campaign like you've never campaigned before.
And they Republicans?
I don't know what their I don't know what their status is.
Yeah, they probably Republicans.
He did whatever he did with Trump. I don't know, but
no, he's a special prosecutor prosecuting Trump.
Oh, okay.
Donald Trump's co-defender is the one who put them on blast.
Gotcha.
Oh, damn. Snitch. He ain't found out the snitches in the pendages.
It's called deflecting. He deflected.
For sure.
Said, get the fuck off of me and get on this. Look at this.
He probably put out that story about them damn aliens in Miami, too.
That's the kind of shit that I wouldn't even pay attention to. I'd be like, no, motherfucker, let them motherfuckers keep fucking. We talking about you.
Exactly.
Because you know it took over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Who cares?
So, Ebony, let's bounce back to Miami and aliens. You don't think it was no aliens?
I'm just like, if there was aliens, did nobody get no fucking video? Did nobody get no footage? Nobody. They said that it was just happened out the blue. Just out of nowhere.
First of all, I mean, I was kind of shocked that there was not any footage, but then again, like this one guy who claimed that he was there at the mall that with his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
If you see an alien, are you really going to take a picture? No.
I'm going to have my phone out secretly recording.
No, you're not.
The way these motherfuckers be recording shit.
Exactly. Not one. Like, oh my God, like not even the nobody got any footage.
And we got, street cams and shit all over the place.
Okay, so explain this. How or why Why did all the cell phone towers go down? Why did they close the airport? No flights in, no flights out. Why did they turn off the electricity in the surrounding areas? This is like 21,000 residents. Why did they do all that?
I don't know.
It was supposed to be some kids rioting, and they arrested like three kids.
First off, they got to get somebody else got to pick out new headline sayings, phrases to get people's attention, because we all know it wasn't no fucking kids. It might have been something else.
It was some kids. There was a kids fight, but it was not a riot.
So
it was a gang of kids that beat up one white man.
Okay, well, shit. I mean, look, I just don't believe there was any aliens on nobody.
But it wasn't inside the mall. Everybody said this happened inside the mall.
This is what I know. I know when I walked out to my car and it was dark and I had a lot of shit to carry, I thought, damn, please don't let no aliens walk up on me. Because I do believe in them motherfuckers. And I thought, Jesus, please. I ain't going to have time to react.
I believe in aliens.
I do.
Why? Because you just had sex with them last summer. So don't tell me. Don't fucking tell me you don't believe. I know you do.
You literally just got sodomized. I'm
threesome. Exactly.
They did get me.
Goddamn, beam me up, Scotty. And shit.
Hey, he woke up. He woke up with a wet spot in the bed and everything.
Really yeah. No, but for real, that was just a drug problem.
I need an explanation. Because like this is what I know from being a ex-military spouse for 22 years.
Is that I wish that could have been videotaped.
Whenever bad stuff happens,
honestly, overseas, me too.
Whenever bad stuff happens overseas, the first thing they do is cut off all cell phone towers, so there's no communication. They cut off all means of communication.
My cell phone worked and my electricity.
So was on. You wasn't in Miami. This is what happened in Miami. So there's no cell phone service, there's no electricity, that all transportation, public transportation, all transportation is ceased, including the airport, closed down.
How many people have you seen talk about it? Because I've literally only seen that one dude talking about it on TikTok.
Me and RT's been looking at all of this stuff forever, girl. I'm gonna check it out.
I'm gonna be real with you, but maybe T-Mobile tower was down or something.
So everybody got T-Mobile.
And Cricket out there, you know, ain't nobody.
So and 21,000 people didn't pay their utility bill.
There could be a car hit a transformer. You know, there are things happen.
Exactly.
Whatever, y'all. I feel like something sketchy happened, and they don't want us to know.
Maybe something sketchy did happen, but it wasn't.
Everybody that was running out of the mall, the police were detaining them
because they were stealing.
First, exactly. She muted herself. She can't talk. She muted.
That's what the fuck the police is there for.
Oh, exactly. They was looting, like you know how they be doing out there.
Every police in Dade County and the surrounding cities.
I'm saying by the time the police got there, could nobody be recording in that time? I heard that the police was taking people's phones, but that's why you don't try to record and you go live. Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Why was they taking people's phones, Ebony?
Why weren't the people going live, Shari?
I feel like it's a cover up.
I saw all the cars, but really you need every law enforcement agency in all the Dade County.
And the surrounding counties.
To get on there? Come on, man. They bring my people out of retirement from the first 48 just to go down there with them aliens and all that? I don't believe it.
You don't believe it?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to believe. I'm going to do my research on TikTok when we hang up.
Okay. I don't believe that. I tell you that. But let me tell y'all something that I do believe. I learned something today. And you guys may know about this, but this was new to me. So my sister was like, oh, I gotta show you something. So she showed me this picture. And she zoomed in. It was this couple, her next door neighbor. She had a cup in the background. And in the cup, it had a upside down pineapple. And I was like, okay, what is that? She said, you don't know what that means? I was like, no.
She that was means like, you like to play.
Yeah, she said, that's the sign for swingers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? She said, yeah, that's the sign for swingers. I said, what's the sign? She was like, a upside down pineapple. I was like, where do you hear this from? She said, well, when we went to a resort in Mexico or something, she said they kept seeing a bunch of pineapples and stuff. And she said she was telling her husband, she was like, I wonder, are they feeding the birds or whatever with these pineapples? And so this lady started laughing. She was like, you really don't know what that is? She was like, no. She was like, that's how the other swinger couples let, you know, the other couples know that they, you know, play or that they open a play. And mm-hmm. and she was like, so that's like the signal? She was like, yeah. So she said after that, she said they were seeing like pineapples like all over the place. But she said that that's what they do like at resorts. You know, they may have a pineapple outside.
Well, actually, the pineapple like doesn't even have to be upside down.
Okay. Right.
So, wow. So, you know, it is very, just know this for your future travels. Don't wear anything with the pineapple on it because it doesn't have to be upside down.
Okay.
True.
Okay. I was like, oh, okay.
Yo, but yes, they will have, people will have a pineapple sitting on their table or they'll just have the crown of the pineapple. Yeah, it's a thing.
I didn't know that. So she was, you know, telling me, and she was like, they, the couple, her neighbor was like, we just went to our first hotel takeover. So we Googling that. We like, what is this? So that's, you know, it's when the swingers take over a hotel or whatever. So we learning mm-hmm. all of this stuff. Like I ain't even noticed.
And it's you know it rumor is it started on cruise ships.
Mm.
So
that would start that way.
Yeah, that's the rumor, but you know I can't. Of course, I can't verify that, but that's the rumor that it started on cruise ships because you know there's a lot of swingers cruises. There's a lot.
Yeah. So. Well. Supposedly, like after my cruise, there is a swingers cruise after ours or whatever like that. But yeah, so listeners, now you know. If you maybe you already know. If you didn't know,
yeah. Corey, I think that's you.
Corey did our. Did you know?
Did you know?
I guess I didn't because you're late to the party. We did talk about this about 2 years ago, but okay.
Okay, well,
that's a refresher.
Refresher, run that back. I didn't know. I learned something. Okay,
so y'all know that the people that have the flamingos in the yard is supposed to be one of those as well, right?
Really, it's a lady up the street. She got like 30 in her yard.
She really with the shits.
Don't open. Okay.
It's not okay, so it's not in front of a home. It's like if you go camping or if you're on vacation.
Oh,
like it's okay. In other type of like if it's oh. Really it's really big in the camping world.
Oh okay.
It's like so it's when you sag your pants in your prison house. And you letting them know you
with the shits.
Exactly.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, the pineapple is like you have like a hidden agenda.
Mm-mm. I'm gonna be looking for pineapples.
So don't be wearing no pineapples and don't be wearing no flamingos unless you're trying to get in some extracurricular activities.
I'm saying.
So your little Speedos that you're gonna wear, make sure they ain't got no little flamingos and little pineapples on.
I'm actually gonna look for some now. Y'all got some flamingo.
It makes sense about the pineapple because pineapple was a whoever made that pass that safe word was it
Kevin Hart? Hart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean it makes sense that the pineapple would be.
See, I don't know nothing about that.
Flamingo, anything goes. That's what that means. They got that one leg up saying, hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. That's the captain pose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I'm with man. The shits. That's what it is.
That is hilarious. Ebony, before we get into this topic, we're going to need some say my name.
We get into that earliest, aren't we? I was going to say, isn't we?
Because I don't even believe you got one.
Okay, well, listeners, we are back for 2024, so let's do this. Dear ladies.
Like we went back last week.
Corey. I'm 21 in a relationship with a 30-year-old woman. It's my first girlfriend.
Leave her.
She's overbearing, possessive, kind of cruel, but I'm stuck. I don't want to give up on love. I don't want to give up on love, but she's left me no choice. Should I leave?
Yes.
And come back when there's more growth and maturity for myself? Or stay gone.
I feel like, why the fuck are you writing us?
I was thinking that too.
What the fuck do this got to do with anything? I'm not wasting my breath on this shit. Y'all can have it.
I was thinking that too.
That's man. The first one for 2024. After 2023 was bomb. All so everyone. Don't fucking write us with no motherfucking write goddamn Dear Abby. That's some Dear Abby shit.
I didn't want to be that person, but I was definitely thinking like, really?
I think that's probably who they meant to, because y'all know my name is Abby when I go to Starbucks or Chick-fil-A.
Girl, shut up.
No, seriously. Abby. That's be on my cups and everything. So that's probably who they thought they were getting.
Corey, are you going to give some advice?
Yeah, Corey, give some advice. 21.
Yeah.
First girlfriend. Moved away out of town.
Yeah. You need to go back home. You need to go back home and just try again. I don't know what else to say. I don't have much more. Just
I probably wouldn't fuck with any more women, to be honest.
So at 21, you done at 21?
With women, yes.
What?
Not as far as a relationship, I probably wouldn't try to be in a relationship with one. Now, if you want to scissor or bump coochies or something, I mean, okay.
But is this I probably a woman? Wouldn't try to,
yeah.
Oh, this is fish. Oh, let me think. Yeah, girl, just go home. Shit.
I don't think she should go. I don't think she should stop dating women. However,
I do
feel like, why the fuck is you writing us about this dumb shit? You could have called one of your damn friends and one of your friends would have told your dumb ass to go on back home.
I think women are the downfall to society.
Oh.
In relationships. In the same relationships.
Same-sex relationships?
Specifically Aries women. Specifically if your birthday is March 26th. Specifically if you've ever been in a relationship with me. It was awful. greatest person in the world, but just not meant to be in a relationship with. That shit was, it was awful. It's scarred me from ever wanting to do that shit again.
But you did it again, bitch.
But I did it again, because I'm not a quitter. That's because I'm a glutton for punishment.
I will never forget when I flew in from Korea and you like, I want you to meet my girlfriend. And I'm like, she used to go to elementary school with me.
Yeah. And then I had to put her ass
out. And when did you become a lesbian again?
Just something to do. I'll be bored.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know about the second one.
It wasn't on the tail. She was a tramp. I put her ass out like the trash. That's all it is.
She was a tramp.
Baby, one thing Ebony going to do is she going to slap you with some information. And you be like... Ebony, and it be like some prolific shit. It be like, you know, I'm a minister now.
And yes.
I can marry you. Don't you want to get married? No, not by you.
Corey, hey, guys, I got married on lunch today.
And did.
I have a girlfriend. I'm a lesbian now. Like,
say this, out of the 30 plus years that we have been sister friends, it has been maybe one time that I've ever been consulted before she went and did some shit. Normally you be like, best friend, tell me what I should do. No, this bitch be like, best friend, guess what the fuck I did, now what should I do?
Yeah, the damage is done. Help me get out this shit. Help. I'm like, I didn't do the shit. What are we going to do to get me out of it?
I live in Alabama now.
What? I'm getting married in a minute. Yeah. Again.
That bitch called me, sister. Yes. I'm married. But I'm about to get a divorce because he won't let me suck his dick and he only want to do it missionary. And she's like, and the sex is terrible.
Trash.
She was like, bitch, I didn't have sex with him before marriage.
I will never do that again.
Yeah.
I'm going to surfboard. I will never. My advice, you have to have sex before marriage.
Yeah,
you
have most to. Definitely. Like,
you have to.
I couldn't even imagine. I don't
want to be signed to that contract, and it's like you signed to a contract and you didn't read the fine print.
Like, that's weird. Like,
I was trying to do something different. This was the fucking 2000s. I was trying to do something different. I had been out. I had been outside.
That was definitely something different.
And it was different because he was so nice and drinking water in the club, and he was so handsome and so Moroccan.
You know, I told you I have a picture of that.
You do?
I have a picture. I'm going to find it. I have like a boxes of pictures. And one day I'm going to go through all of those pictures and I'm going to find it. It was me, you, and Keisha. And
Keisha. Uh-huh. I remember it like it was yesterday.
Definitely find it. Because I was just in shock. I was like, what? What you mean you married? Well, I'm about to get a divorce now.
Wasn't even married 22 seconds. It was literally like how when Superman go into the booth and then he come out. That's how quick it was. Yeah, but great. I know that I get that from my daddy. Because he did the same thing. I am my daughter's child. My daddy's child.
Mm.
My daddy's daughter.
Good times.
Man.
Yes. You are definitely known for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. 100%. Anyway, fuck you, writer. Don't write us no more bullshit. Don't nobody else. Listen, y'all. Don't write us no more bullshit.
Mm-mm. None of this heart-to-heart
Ebony,
shit.
Don't you read through these and decipher like, eh, I ain't going to read that.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Y'all wanted to say my name, y'all going to get them how I fucking bring them to y'all. Or y'all not going to get
them.
That
wasn't to say my name. That was a Dear Abby.
That was, I told you. When I be getting my pineapple refresher. Abby.
I just helped some people, though.
You did?
I just helped some people.
I did,
some
too.
Some people is right now looking for some pineapple shit online.
They don't have to.
And flamingos.
They can go straight to Five Below. They have the little, and the Dollar Tree. They got the little cups, the pineapple cups with the straw. If y'all looking for something little pineapple-ish and you just don't really want everybody to know, that's kind of discreet.
I think one of my great aunts had some pineapple earrings.
Bet she was in them screets. You got the earrings, that's a telltale.
I'm a fan, like,
she's about that pineapple life.
Baby, listen.
I'm going to say, Aunt Theotis, where are you going with these pineapple earrings?
Her name is Theotis?
Yeah, Aunt Theotis.
I know a Theotis.
I do too. They all men.
Wait, Leotis. Do I know a Leotis and a Theotis? I definitely know Leotis. He was my first pen pal. And, you know, to this day, I didn't see him before there was social media.
Was Black Planet social media?
Yes.
Yes. That was my life in the 2000s.
That wasn't really considered social media. I don't think it was called social media, though.
It wasn't called social media. It was called internet.
Yeah.
Yes.
Internet
chat,
dating.
The chat sites.
Yahoo chats and this and that.
I love me some Black Planet, honey.
I've been on a Yahoo chat site to try to hook up with a couple before back in the day.
To now, that's like going on Backpage. Don't go there. Yahoo chat sites, yeah. That's how that man from Popeyes got all that lawsuit, because he was on there trying to sell me on there too. My boss, remember, he was, I know how we can do a threesome and included me and dumbass put everybody in the email. Idiot. Thank God, though, because that gave me a little loot. I will sue
All right,
you
let's get into this harassment. Topic, y'all. Corey, do you got anything for us other than that? That was what you had?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. All right, let's get into this topic. Yeah. So, I know I sent you guys over this video, but if you didn't watch it immediately, it was gone. So it was a husband was the only male. He went and took his wife and her best friend for her birthday to eat dinner, and the other girlfriends came. And the one friend was like, he said, when the bill came, he said, I'm going to pay for myself, the birthday girl, and my wife. And the friends was like, what the fuck about us?
You invited us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you invited us. So why aren't you paying for everybody? So I want to know y'all thoughts on this. Should he have paid for everybody?
No, I mean, like, for me, if somebody invite me to a birthday dinner or something, I'm going to have the expectation that I am paying for, you know, my dinner or whatever the case, unless they're like, you know, hey, you know, come to dinner, I got everything or something like that. I would never go to anything expecting anybody to have my bill or anything like that. So I just feel like everybody should have that same, you know, unless you got some other information or unless they said something else, you know, something like that. But I mean, if he invited y'all like, hey, we're gonna go out for dinner, y'all wanna come? If it was just an invitation like that, like, No, I don't feel like
you should. And the bill was $700. I feel like that was a fucking skit anyway. You don't know what's real and what's not. I feel like it was a skit. However, no.
It happens, though. Even if it was a skit, it happens. And it's definitely something that should be discussed.
No. If my husband invites y'all to my birthday dinner, just know y'all motherfuckers better have y'all own money because he ain't buying it.
Right.
Now, he might get a round of shots.
Mm-hmm.
But buying the entire meals for y'all motherfuckers? No, he's not going to do that. No.
So I have friends who I know if they invite us to dinner, we are not paying.
Yeah, they loaded.
But if they were like, hey, tonight the bill is split, I wouldn't be like, oh my God, are you serious? Yeah. Y'all invited me? I wouldn't be like that.
Yeah. It's only $700. You got it? No. Yeah. How disrespectful is that? Y'all, they look like some fucking clowns.
I felt like his wife should have spoke up. His wife just sat over there.
She did. She did say something. She did say something.
What makes y'all think my husband got y'all? She did not.
She did say something. Watch the video again.
What'd she say?
She said, he's got me and the birthday girl, something like that.
She should have shut them friends down because I would have shut y'all down. Like, ooh, first off, this my man.
My friends wouldn't even expect that.
Huh?
And that, I feel like that's something that'll be like spoken. Hey, I'm having a birthday dinner for Ebony, Shari, or Corey, whatever it is. I got this, it's on me. If y'all could just have enough for tips, I want to leave the person a big tip or whatever. I feel like that's a discussion that is had beforehand. So if we're not having that discussion beforehand, you need to have your own money.
Exactly.
You need to be able to pay for yourself.
Right.
That was just like my 40th birthday party. I had all the drinks. Entry into the club, I had rented out the top layer of the top floor of the 4040 club. We had our own bartender. We had everything. All they had to do is pay for their own food and leave the tip. So at the end of the night, when the dude was like he had an $80 tip,
it's like, where's the rest of the tip?
It was 15 people. What you mean? Right, like, where's $80?
Exactly. Where's the rest of the tip? He should at least had a $150.
Well, I mean, yeah. Well, he automatically got $150 from me because that was the gratuity part of my portion. But I didn't tell them that. They needed to give him a tip on top of everything else. We literally have 5 bottles of, you know, not those big, not the bottles that they be giving y'all at the club for $300. No, at the 4040 club, it's those big, huge ass fucking bottles that look like they full of water. Like, we had 5 huge bottles of liquor.
You know what? Y'all are right. Let me tell you, I experienced something. Me, Shan, and Ken Ken, and a couple other girls were invited to a birthday party. A birthday dinner, not party. And so we went to the birthday dinner and, you know, the checks, you had to pay in advance so because of how they have it set up.
Because so it was too many people. They ain't trying to have anybody walking out of the
seat. It was like $300. So, but as people get there, you're credited the money back. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever. So we find my meal was like $36. And so, of course, I'm like, okay, $36. I wasn't really worried about the other money because I figured it was what it was for the deposit or whatever. And then I tip my person or tip the person. And then, but she was like, we still short. How we still short? But of course,
you know, it was somebody ordered over their $50.
It was some people who had shots or whatever. And extra drinks. And then this bitch didn't want to pay for her food. She thought, like, when she added up the money, she didn't add her money into her meal. Like, we were supposed to all get together. Bitch, I don't even know. Honestly, I didn't want to come. I came because they said they was going to come. That's the only reason why I came. Because we all discussed it. And I was like, I don't even want to fucking go.
Well, I am a firm believer in
no bitch.
If it's the person's birthday, everybody should chip in and pay for that shit.
I don't know her like that, bitch. I went for the food because I heard that place was good and it was trash. You know what they motherfucking served me? Goddamn fried. Well, I ordered fried chicken and collard greens. I know that's the blackest shit you can get. I'm black. But you know what they had on the side? A wedge of motherfucking watermelon, okay? I was done.
I don't even know. You ordered a Negro meal, so you got
I ordered a Negro meal and I got exactly that.
Was it at least a grilled watermelon? Was it grilled?
No.
Just sliced.
Something. It was a sliced watermelon without the hull, without the little green stuff around it. It was pretty. I was like, and at first I was like, what is this, beets? Or like something. And then they was like, this watermelon. I was like, oh, hell, because somebody else got it. And I was like, oh, hell no. But she got mac and cheese or something, hers. And I was like, I had to get the greens. And I was like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. So if you got fried chicken, they automatically served you watermelon with it.
Something kind of similar happened. Kind of with a check situation we all had. It was a bunch of us. We had went out. And I had ate before, but I went out. And so I had got a drink. And so, like, my drink was like $15. And so when they brought the bill, they was like, oh, they only will take 3 cards, we need cash. And so the 2 people that planned the outing did not tell us that. I just so happened to have cash on me. So they was just like, we just gonna split it evenly. And it was like $65. I said, I had a drink for $15. I'm not paying $65.
Period.
You know, I'm just not going to do that. And I said, so I had $40 in cash. I said, look, you can have this. And I said, and that's more than, you know, enough.
More than enough.
And so, you know, I didn't really think nothing of it or whatever. And so there was this guy there that I had met or whatever. So one of his friends was there. And so they was like, oh, you probably don't even want to talk to him because we went out to eat and he wouldn't even pay and, you know, and blah, blah, blah. And they told him the situation and he was like, well, shit, I wouldn't either.
Right.
And I was just like, first of all, who the fuck was in my conversation that deep to even know,
right,
you know, all of that? But I was just like, you never know who is paying attention or what's exactly going on. But I'm just like, I don't feel like I was wrong in that situation.
Like, when we go eat in Savannah, when I eat with my friends in Savannah, we just order everything and we just split the bill all the way. We always
do that. Might be an understanding that you and your friends got, bitch. But if I get a salad and some water.
Because we be ordering damn near everything off the menu. We be like, yeah, we need one of them.
I'm not doing that.
That's what we do, if that's the understanding, cool. You know what I'm saying? But
you do have to tell people. Because I do tell people, if I invite new people, I say, even when I invite the girls, I'd be like, hey, you know, if it's not the little one, but if I invite the older one, I'll be like, hey, everybody is splitting a bill. Are you okay with that? Like, I normally tell people, because otherwise it'll be like split everything and that bill is on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have no confrontations, but yeah, like sometimes we go to places where they don't split the bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Like, but you should tell people that.
Yes. I'm not, if I get something, if I don't get a lot of something, if I don't, it's because my money is limited that week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting what I can afford. I'm not spending shit with you. Or I'm just not even going to fucking go.
Yeah.
I'll send
you
$40.
Well, you know me. Enjoy the meal. You know me. If I really want to go somewhere and you be like, I don't got the money, I'm like, okay, I got you. Let's go.
That's different. Of course, we all going to do that for all of us. But first off, I've been to eat with them. They've been eating a whole lot of shit I don't fucking eat. Don't do that shit. Hey, I need to tell these people immediately. I'm not eating none of this shit these motherfuckers eat. I don't want a ginger drink and all these motherfucking things they be getting. No. Because should we get that little copper ass cup, the ginger drink, and every time we go somewhere, it's a fucking ginger drink. You talking
about the Moscow Mule? I wouldn't have mind doing that had I got a meal and a drink. Like, okay, cool. But from $15 to $60, oh no, I'm sorry.
Y'all better kiss me where the sun don't shine, because I ain't doing it. Get somebody fucking else to do it.
I don't think that you should automatically assume that just because there is a man at the table, he is responsible for the bill. Mm-hmm. And two, I don't think that whenever you go out to eat, period, with anybody, that you should assume that they gonna treat you. That's even on a date.
I'm gonna say it like this: if you expect the man, because a man's at a table, you expect him to pay for the meal, then you should expect to be sucking his dick at the end of the day. If you're going to expect that, then expect to suck my dick, bitch, because that's exactly what you're going to have to do. And I'm pulling it out when we get to the car, honey.
We're not even getting to the car. We're going to go to this bathroom stall.
You're going to pay for one way or the other.
Because there is the side of the menu that's the fucking sucking side of the menu.
Exactly.
Period. I don't care what people say. There's a side of that menu. And if you eat off of that side of the menu,
you know.
And I've had this conversation with my daughters, because my daughters eat the way that I eat, and they eat very expensively. That's why before they used to go hang out, I used to give them money, because I already know you are going to be eating off the dick sucking side of the menu. I know. Well, let me tell you something.
It don't matter where you go. Every restaurant has a dick sucking side. Whether it's Waffle House or goddamn Chili's.
They got no dick sucking side.
Yeah, they do.
They got a premium. They do got a premium. Yeah, they got a premium.
Yeah, they do.
They got a premium side on Waffle House.
Baby. Let me tell you something. If you want a T-bone,
you
want
to get that smothered and covered.
Smothered, covered, diced, and all in.
Oh, baby.
Please.
And if you want that, if you want dessert, the Waffle House, all that shit's gonna run me about $90 anyway, because the shit is expensive, it's going up, and they're gonna tax me on the tax.
You want a pecan waffle? Oh, baby.
Oh, I'm gonna get some good head tonight.
You say cheese?
Yo, me and my husband be over here going back and forth, because he say he want Waffle House. I'll be like, damn, here we go. He got both sausages. Cheese in his eggs, covered hash browns. He does want a pecan waffle. You can make sure you give me some extra syrup. I said, oh yeah,
we fucking all juice night long. And covered.
You know they don't got the. They don't,
and
got
they
the
don't get free refills. That juice in a bottle now.
Oh yeah, that juice in a bottle now, and they tax you on the tax, and they tax you on the to go. So
definitely a dick sucking side at the Waffle House, baby.
If you didn't know, now you know.
Eating off the dick sucking side of the menu at Waffle House.
It's the topic name of the show.
That's what it's going to be. That's why I said it out loud.
Yes, that's what it is. And so, hey, and I'll give, if you want to know more about other restaurants who have dick sucking sides, now 205-308-8304. That is 205-308-8304, and I'll give you the rundown of all the dick sucking sides of the menus and everywhere.
Well, with all of that said, you might as well go ahead and take us on out.
I might as well. And ain't shit changed. Ain't shit changed. So let's pull up this posing. Oh, my goal for 2024 is to learn the clothing and not have to read it. You can follow Naturally Unbothered on IG, Twitter, and Facebook. You can email us at naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. That is naturallyunbothered2@gmail.com. We welcome the feedback, the comments, and show ideas and evidence. You know how I adore your advice requests, so please keep them coming. No Abby letters. It's Ebonites. So Ebonites, hear me. I'm down and clear. Okay, so
that person was no Ebonite.
You can listen to they wouldn't. That was Ebony. That was something else. Okay. Listen on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, Audible, or wherever you are listening to your podcast. Please make sure you are watching us on YouTube, you are rating us, you're subscribing, you're leaving a review, and you're selecting the notification bell so that you are notified every time we drop new episodes. Every Thursday by 9 a.m., we are dropping new episodes. If you're looking
Don't give no time.
Oh, yeah, because here lately, I'm going to tell you, the producer's bitch has been slipping.
Listen, the devices are full. It don't even want to be downloading. Y'all, it be a struggle every week.
Listen, looking for Nationally Unbothered merch.
Just think about it. We have 250 episodes. That is a lot of episodes to be having on a device.
It is. Y'all, we want to bring y'all more content. More. I know our content is like real risky, but we want to be our full complete sales with y'all. So we would like to get a Patreon. So if you guys would like us to go to Patreon, you know, that's a service.
We already have a Patreon. We just ain't never put nothing on it.
Okay, we need to put something on it so y'all can start paying for it, because I'm going to need y'all's $5. It's $4.99 to get content outside of content. Okay, if y'all want to see us unscripted. Okay? If y'all want to see us unscripted, please. We about to have a Patreon in 2024. Because I can't say the N-word. We're about to
use our Patreon account. That's what she's saying. We've been having a Patreon account since we started, since 2019.
Well, we're going
to
get...
We're about to be 4 years old, y'all.
Exactly. And so we really need to... Come on, okay? So if you're looking for Nationally Unbothered merch, please visit www.nationallyunbothered.com and click that merch link. That is www.nationallyunbothered.com and click that merch link. Listen, the dick sucking side of the menu is levels to it. You can't order from the dick sucking side of the menu and not have to suck no dick.
Is there a dick sucking side of the menu at McDonald's?
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. You want me to say what it is?
Yes.
It's that super size fry, the big fry that comes, the fries that come in a bucket. And it's that two-layer fish fillet. It got two patties of fish fillet and two cheeses on it, two slices of cheese. And then it comes also with six cookies and six nuggets. And a big drink.
Excuse me.
A super-sized drink. Well, it don't come in a paper cup like they used to do. It come in that plastic cup, the plastic clear cup. Yes. There is, if you want the quarter pounder with cheese, with the double quarter pounder.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you want anything doubled or super-sized or extra, that shit is the dick sucking side.
And if you, and so if you get something from the McCafe,
Mick, thank you, because you ain't ever told no McLie. Okay. Exactly, because those frappes and lattes and that make okay. Baby, and don't I'll double dog dare you to tell fix your mouth to say you want a hot and fresh cinnamon roll, bitch. How dare you? You will not. You better go get you an ice honey bun from the Circle K. not from the McCafe. You're not gonna do it. So yeah, every place, every restaurant, Wendy's, all of them, all the restaurants do.
Okay.
Y'all just, sir, I'm talking to the sirs. Anybody with a Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
If you listen, you better tell them, because y'all, they think they going to it's cheap. But if you got to change the order, you're sucking my dick.
If you upsize it, you're sucking my dick. And substituting in.
Exactly. You want extra cheese? Extra pickle? Because y'all bitches know y'all love some extra pickles on. Yeah, you sucking my dick. Baby, you better be glad I ain't no man. You want extra ice? And that's free, but you're sucking my dick.
Extra ice?
You're sucking my dick, because I got to say, and don't forget the extra ice. Yeah. Because I got to order it. That's so please, because no, I'm driving. I'm the man. I'm gonna drive. I'm in the driver's seat. I got to. Have you ever seen a man order?
No, don't get no seasonal item like the McRib.
You know, they got to have extra onion and extra pickle on that McRib.
It's over. You swallow. You gotta swallow.
Swallowed. Have you ever been swallowed up? Exactly. Hey, and don't I fix them up to ask for peanuts, and they don't sell peanuts no more on that damn Sunday. They don't sell those packets. And don't get mad because they don't have you.
The damn ice cream machine don't never work, so I ain't even worried about that.
Yeah, but there are places. I'm gonna put a list together and I'll send it to you so you can post it on the IG page.
Okay.
I'll send a list of places.
Don't order over here.
Yeah, don't. Not unless you plan on doing it. You better be doing like this. Getting it ready because it's on.
Massage his throat.
Yeah. Yeah. Get it together. Get it together. Okay? Because I ain't got time. Oh, but that phone number is 205-308-8304. 205-308-8304. Y'all, please tell your whole ass friends to don't be ordering dicks, the dick sucking side of the menu if they don't plan to be sucking on dick. And also tell your whole ass friends to tune in to Naturally Unbothered.
Until next time, y'all, it's been a great episode of Naturally Unbothered. We'll see y'all next week.
Ice, Sprite without ice is a dick sucking item. Y'all like to have that. Y'all be liking to have that. Let me get that Sprite without ice. Oh yeah, bitch. I got to say that. You suck on me. Yeah. You suck my dick.
Fries with no salt.
Fries. I got to wait on them.
Yes. Because they got me hot.
If you want anything fresh, bitch, you suck my dick. Because I got
to wait. Don't go to Subway. Because that's just period.
No, that's hard. That's out. That's right there.
Oh, okay.
But if you want your bread warmed up, if you want to toast it, it's a problem. You sucking my dick.
But it's not even an additional cost.
I got to wait. Time is money, baby. Time is money.
Okay. All right.
Oh, okay. Y'all don't want to go to the movies, or you do? Because you're really sucking my dick if we go to the movies.
You're going to be fucking in the movies. You're going to fuck in the movies.
You do not want to go to the movies with me. I just went with my husband. I said my throat is tired and the color purple. I ain't never been so purple. Okay? Shit. So it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you.
Damn. All right, y'all. Until next time, it's been fun. We'll see y'all next week.
Bye.
Don't steal my words. Bye.
I was waiting for his bye too.